Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello?
Hey, I was looking for Amelia.
Yes, this is she.
Hey, Amelia, this is Colby Sazerac. I'm calling from Singles. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Thank you for signing up with our service. I'm one of the coordinators here, and may I be the first to say congratulations on jumping back in the dating pool.
Thanks.
Splish, splash. It's time to get our feet wet, huh?
Yeah, sure. Yes. Right.
So what happened? Did you get dumped or divorced? Why are you out in the market again?
Is that really pertinent?
Well, it just kind of helps me personally know how much baggage you got going on before I send you out into the wild.
Ow, yeah, you know? My baggage is none of your business. I mean, that's pretty rude to ask someone what their baggage is that you don't even know.
Yeah, but ma'am, everybody has baggage, right? Some people have a carry-on. Some people are checking like 12 items. You know what I'm saying? So what are you?
Who are you to judge my character? You don't know me.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and say you got quite a bit of baggage going on, which is not a bad thing.
Excuse me, not a big deal. No. I do not have baggage.
All I'm trying to do is get to know you because we like to help our clients as best as possible. Okay?
Okay.
And I apologize if you felt that I was being insensitive. So.
Thank you. Fine. Okay. That was rude. Let's move on.
Let's move on from that.
Okay.
How many men have you slept with?
Are you kidding me? That is so inappropriate. There is no way I'm answering that question.
Okay, so it's more than five, I'm guessing, by your answer there. Because, you know,
this
normally.
Is unbelievable. Well, I'm really regretting signing up right now. This is unbelievable.
In my experience,
completely inappropriate.
In my experience, women who have slept with less than five people or five people, they'll tell you. But if it's over five, like off of one hand, they won't admit to it. So I'm going to put you down.
It's none of your damn business.
Well, I think it is my business. I'm trying to help you date again.
No, it is not nobody's business but my own.
All right. Well,
nobody's business.
I'm putting you down for 25 men. Is that a good estimate?
No. Are you kidding me?
Ma'am, I don't know why you're getting so angry. These are just questions that I need to know in order to help you get out in the dating world.
No, you don't need to know. I mean, it doesn't make sense. What, do you match people up by the number of sexual partners they've had? I mean, it's absurd.
Yes, ma'am. Think about it. You don't want to put a race car driver behind the wheel of a Kia. You know what I'm saying? In the same respect, you don't want to put someone who just got their permit in the driver's seat of a Ferrari.
No. That's enough.
Asking is, what are you, a Ferrari or a Kia?
No, I am a human being. I'm a woman. I'm neither.
I don't know where to check that off. I need an answer on one of those. Like, how many miles you got?
Have the tires been rotated? I'm going to cancel my service if you ask me one more time. Are you laughing right now? Are you seriously laughing?
Not at all, ma'am. I'm just curious, you know, to see how many times the odometer has rolled past 100,000 miles or if you're still.
Oh, my God. I'm going to cancel my check. I'm going to call the Better Business Bureau, and I will be writing a scathing Yelp review on your service because this is unacceptable.
Before you cancel your check and you call the Better Business Bureau and everything, I should probably tell you that this is a prank phone call. And then you can do all that after. Feel free.
What?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, my God.
Your friend Jill set you up.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
She told me that you were nervous about this new dating group that you joined.
Oh, my God. I am so embarrassed.
Seriously, though, Amelia, how many dudes has it been?
Not this job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.